And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, or partly sunny skies anyway, and it's currently 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, police in Atlantic report the arrest on Saturday of 20-year-old Jessica Mack. The Atlantic woman was arrested on a charge of harassment in the third degree and brought to the Cass County Jail. On Sunday, officers with the APD arrested 20-year-old Jesse Balkin of Atlantic for public intoxication and 36-year-old Damian Stacy of Villisca for driving while suspended. Both were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports four recent arrests. On Friday, 34-year-old Leo Allen Edwards of Pacific Junction was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Edwards was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held on $5,000 bond. Last Thursday, 57-year-old Terry Dean Calhoun of Atlantic was arrested on charges of domestic abuse and interference with official acts. Calhoun was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Later that same day, 26-year-old Michael Scott Miller of Avoca was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear on a child support payment incident, and Miller was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. And last Wednesday, 36-year-old Joseph Allen Hoig of Harlan turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a district court warrant for failure to appear on a child support charge. Hoig was booked and released on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Pacific Junction man was arrested late Friday morning on a warrant out of Cass County. 34-year-old Leo Allen Edwards was wanted for failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $5,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday released more information about a two-vehicle crash that happened Friday morning west of Griswold. Officials say just before 10:30 a.m., the deputies were dispatched to a motor vehicle accident with injuries at Highway 92 and County Road M47. An investigation determined 68-year-old Leela Lank was westbound on Highway 92 in a 2011 Cadillac Escalade SUV, and 81-year-old Richard McCauley of Atlantic was southbound on County Road M47 in a 2004 Chevrolet S10 pickup. Officials said at the intersection of 92 and 47, McCauley failed to stop at the stop sign and struck Lank's SUV in the passenger side. The impact caused Lank's vehicle to travel into the south ditch where it rolled over. McCauley's pickup spun around and came to rest in the ditch. Lank was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital and later airlifted to Creighton Medical Center. A passenger in her SUV, 75-year-old Cecil Boos, was transported to the Cass County Hospital before later being flown to Creighton. McCauley was transported to Creighton by medical helicopter also. A passenger in his vehicle, Patricia McCauley, age 80 of Atlantic, was transported to Creighton by medical helicopter. There was no information available on the status of their injuries, and the cause of the accident was still under investigation. Iowa officials say Clarinda Academy has continually failed to provide adequate schooling at its special education students. The Iowa Department of Education says the private academy for troubled youth uses a cut-and-paste, one-size-fits-all approach to treatment and teaching of special education students. The Des Moines Register reports the state has ordered the academy to make improvements and offer additional educational services to children who were ill-served by its practices within the past 14 months. The department investigated and issued a report last week following a complaint filed in June by Disability Rights Iowa. The academy didn't respond to the Register's attempts to seek comment on the matter. A Nebraska woman and an Iowa woman have been sentenced for conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a telephone scam aimed at the elderly. Attorney Deborah Gilg announced Monday that the 24-year-old Tempest Amerson of Lincoln, Nebraska, was sentenced last week to 4 months in prison, and she said 45-year-old Rosalind Starks received 20 months. Each will be supervised for 3 years after their release and will have to pay nearly $14,000 in restitution. Gilg says the women defrauded victims from May of 2011 to November of 2013. She says co-conspirators would contact elderly victims and pretend to be a relative or a family friend dealing with an emergency. Amerson and Starks would receive part or all of the money that was transferred. A 41-year-old Iowa woman has pleaded not guilty to stealing money while managing property in South Sioux City. Sioux City Journal says Melissa Edwards of Sioux City entered her plea Monday. Edwards is charged in U.S. District Court with one count of stealing government money. Prosecutors say she stole more than $150,000 by altering and forging checks to real and fake housing and urban development tenants. Prosecutors say Edwards deposited more than 500 falsified checks and forged Section 8 checks into her bank account from October of 2011 to October of 2013. Earlier this month, Edwards was placed on probation in Iowa's Woodbury County District Court after pleading guilty to second-degree theft for stealing more than $8,000 while manager of a Sioux City apartment complex. A Nebraska businessman and two construction companies he controlled have pleaded guilty to criminal charges, admitting to a scheme to obtain millions of dollars in contracts intended for disabled veterans. Ram Hingorani pleaded guilty to major program fraud last Friday under a plea agreement expected to be resolve a long-running case in federal court in Des Moines. Midwest Paving pleaded guilty to money laundering, while Midwest Contracting pleaded guilty to major program fraud and wire fraud. Prosecutors dismissed charges against Ronald Waugh, a disabled veteran from Glenwood. Hingorani and Waugh started Midwest Contracting in 2007, claiming that Waugh controlled its operations, which allowed the company to participate in a program for businesses owned by service-disabled veterans. Hingorani actually ran the company, which received $23 million for work in Iowa and Nebraska. Elsewhere in the news, the siren alert system will be tested today at the Fort Calhoun Nuclear Power Station in eastern Nebraska. Omaha Public Power District officials say the radio-controlled sirens are placed within 10 miles of the plant. The plant sits on the southeast side of Blair, Nebraska, across the Missouri River from Iowa, and about 20 miles north of Omaha. OPPD said the sirens will sound for 4 minutes sometime between 9 and 10 a.m. today. The annual test may be delayed if the weather is severe, and if something that posed a danger to public were to occur at the plant, the sirens would sound to signal people that they should tune to local broadcast media and follow emergency alert system guidelines. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Image Committee has awarded Detter Motor Company in Atlantic the Community Improvement Award. The Chamber's Dolly Bergman says it's nice to see a well-established business like Detter's make the investment to change and update their building, leaving their customers with a positive impression of the business. The Community Improvement Award is given to a business that takes pride in making Atlantic a welcoming and beautiful community by continuing to improve its appearance. Well, the Guthrie County Fair is getting close to getting underway in Guthrie Center, and the event, which runs from Thursday through Monday, officially has its royalty. The fair organizers say the 4-H queen is Danielle Schwartz, the daughter of Don and Carolyn Schwartz from Bayard. Danielle is entering her senior year at Coon Rapids Bayard and is part of the Highland Hustlers 4-H Club. The 4-H king is Clayton Wilkerson, the son of Chad and Amy Wilkerson of Panora. Clayton started his senior year at Guthrie Center High and is active in the Dodge Dodgers Club. Now, free admission to this week's Guthrie County Fair begins on Thursday. For more information, you can go to the link provided under this same story on the website at KJAN.com. Just look for the news tab. Taking a look now at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, the presidents of Russia and Ukraine have sat down for talks, meeting face-to-face for the first time since June on the fighting that's engulfed eastern Ukraine. Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Petro Poroshenko were joined by the presidents of Belarus and Kazakhstan and three senior officials from the European Union. The Ukrainian president was expected to face pressure to find a negotiated settlement and not a military victory to the fighting that began in April. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey isn't commenting on the U.S. beginning surveillance flights over Syria, but he said the U.S. does want a clearer picture of militants from the group Islamic State operating in the country. The information gathered could pave the way for airstrikes on militants in Syria. The U.S. began launching strikes against the Islamic State inside Iraq earlier this month. Attorneys for the states of Wisconsin and Indiana will argue their case before an appeals court in Chicago today on why the state's bans on same-sex marriage should be reinstated. The bans were ruled unconstitutional 2 months ago. A decision by the three-judge panel could directly affect hundreds of couples who were married in June after federal judges overturned the bans before the rulings were put on hold pending appeal. In our funeral announcements this morning, Norma Blatt, age 88, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Norma Blatt will be today at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Luana Beidelman, age 97, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Luana Beidelman will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Thomas O'Brien Jr., age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Des Moines, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas O'Brien Jr. will be held today at 2 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Lowell Opperly, age 90, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lowell Opperly will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Pearl Esteline Palmer, age 100, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Esteline Palmer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Ada Pierce, age 86, who's formerly of Panora, died Sunday in Perry. Funeral services for Ada Pierce will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Helen Jensen, age 95, of Elkhorn, died August 18th. Funeral services for Helen Jensen will be Thursday at 2:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Rita Hughes Burke, age 71, formerly of the Adair Casey area, died Saturday in Denver, Colorado. Graveside services for Rita Burke will be on September the 6th at 11:30 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.